Hello and welcome to the Pathfinder podcast. I'm Mark, and in this episode, we're at the Strand Community Hub in Kirkcull in Rochdale at the Friday Lunch Club. We're asking visitors what they enjoy most about the group here at Circle. I'm Mark Wynne, Director of Heywood Middleton and Rochdale Circle. We're at the Kirkcull Community Hub on the Strand in Kirkcull in Rochdale. It's a large social housing estate in the northern area of Rochdale. It's Friday Lunch Club, so we have a series of lunch clubs around the borough, and Friday is the Kirkcull day. I think the most we've ever had is like 42, but normally it's around 30. So it's a really good and well-attended and supported event. Events and activities for older people are really important. I think food-based events and activities are the real sort of glue that brings people together. Food historically has always been a point of celebration, so coming on a Friday for a good meal, and just people have the best time. So you meet your friends, you have a good meal, a good laugh and a bit of fun after. We're fortunate here because we've developed a relationship with Hotwood Hall College and their catering department, who've started to produce the food which we use on a Friday. So it's really good quality. Students learning their craft, you know, you can just feel the love in the food that they produce. So the students are really proud of what they turn out. We're really proud of what we deliver to our members and stuff. And the members have to have the best time because it's restaurant quality that they get, a fraction of the cost. And that's why there's so many people turn up every week. So I think it's a good opportunity now. We've had food, is to go and meet people, ask for their experiences, their feedback on what's happened, and just get a flavour of what's gone on.
My name's Gail Greenwood. We are at the Kirkcull Community Hub. Well, they host a meal on Fridays, and it's usually very good. And then we play bingo later on. Well, people don't get out unless they've got something to do, somewhere to go. There's nothing to aim for if there isn't anything, you know, available. And everybody gets on really well. Once they get here and get to know people, it's fine.
My name is Gordon Lake. I come every Friday because I like the company and the food. Enjoy it, yeah. I think it's important because it helps me get out of the house, you know, and mingle with other people. Instead of sitting at home, moaning to myself and complaining about life, you know, get on with it. I live a good way away. I live in a little village called Whitworth, but it's worth the travel. I've had people come in here that live near me, and I invited them, and then they've joined the group and come back repeatedly, yeah. That has happened with me, you know. I meet quite a lot of people from here, yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Oh, it's like treacle. Dougie. Come here because I was going to another one, and they said there was one up here, so I had a go up here, so it's good. Well, it's a break from everything, isn't it? Really. You get to meet people, you know. It's important for elderly people, you know.
Older threes, 33. 8080. Oh, we're up ages ago. 7 and 9, 79. On its own, number 3. So am I. Again.
Hello, my name is Michael Naguana. I'm here doing placement as part of my course at Oldham College. Honestly, the experience to just speak to the elderly and hear them out, it's great. They always have so many stories to tell from within their, you know, their time. And it's honestly, it's a privilege to hear and be able to be around such people. I think groups like this are great because they sort of give everyone a sense of community in where they live. Obviously, it's very local to a lot of the houses where the people who attend do live. So it's great, you know, we could all come together and just sort of be together and socialise. It's a great community. Sometimes they struggle with social interactions, and it's a great experience for them to come here and know that they have someone to not only speak to, but to be listened to as well.
I am Belle.
I am Kathleen.
I live in Kirkcull, but down bottom end of Kirkcull. Oh, they're all nice people. Yeah. We all get on very well.
We all have a chat together. We all talk about where we're going and where we're going on the next holidays. And we just enjoy everybody's company. And Charlotte that runs it is a really nice girl. Well, it's better than staying in all the time and sat on a tray watching television all day when you can come and talk to nice people.
My name is Irene and I'm from Littleborough, originally from Liverpool. Well, I come here for friendship. It's friendship group as well as a meal. I mean, once you end up on your own, whether you're a man or a woman, you need to get out, not just sit in watching telly or whatever. So, yeah, it's a good group. Well, I go to the Craft on a Monday. They do a meal on a Wednesday, which I go now and again. I always come here every Friday. Tenpin bowling. There's so many different activities you can do with circles. So, you know, it's very good if you're on your own. I've tried to get my next door neighbour interested. And I even got some booklets to show them, but they haven't joined us yet because I've told them how good it is. So you can only pass on, you know, what you think about it.
Thank you for listening to the Pathfinder Press podcast. To find out more about Ageing in Place Pathfinders, visit the project on the GMCA website.